It is your KORN News Radio Sports for Monday, April 27th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Dakota Wesleyan softball would split a Saturday doubleheader at Morningside. The Tigers would win game one 12-6 before losing game two 7-3. And that wraps up the regular season. The Tigers are tied with Morningside for the number three seed for this week's GPAC tournament. They both finished with a 17-5 conference record. The GPAC yet to announce the tiebreaker or the softball tournament bracket. Either way, Dakota Wesleyan will be on the road for the GPAC tournament that starts on Wednesday. Meanwhile, Dakota Wesleyan baseball ended the regular season with a pair of wins at Mount Marty on Saturday, winning 8-5 and 6-5. With that, the Tigers ended up in a four-way tiebreaker with Mount Marty, Hastings, and Dort anywhere from the 6th seed to the 9th seed. Tigers ended up with the number 6 seed. They will take on the number 3 seed Morningside on Wednesday afternoon at 3 o'clock in a first-round GPAC tournament matchup. In that game will be in Concordia in Seward, Nebraska. Mitchell Boys Tennis placed third over the weekend at the Rapid City Invitational, finishing with 117.5 points. Brandon Valley would claim the team title, followed by Rapid City Stevens. Mitchell's Cooper Starr would take second place in flight three singles, while Simon Weiss and Patrick Morgan each finished in runner-up in flight five and six. In doubles competition, Asher Dannenbring and Dawson Adams would lead the way by claiming the flight two championship. Coming up here for Mitchell Spring Athletics, Mitchell Baseball hosting Sioux Falls Lincoln tomorrow night for a 5 p.m. doubleheader at Drake Field. We'll have coverage at 4:45 tomorrow with our pregame show on KORN News Radio. Mitchell Baseball, they've lost four straight, coming off an 11-6 loss to Rapid City Stevens on Friday night after Stevens scored six runs in the top of the seventh. Scheduled for tomorrow, Mitchell Girls Golf. They return to the course at the Appear Invitational, and that starts at 10 a.m. And Mitchell Softball, they return to action Tuesday night on the road at Yankton at 5:30. Also, Mitchell Track and Field is scheduled to host a triangular at Joe Quintal Field this week. It'll be Thursday at 4 o'clock as they host Huron and Aberdeen Central. USD track and field teams turned in several strong performances Saturday at the Drake Relays, highlighted by a school record in the women's distance medley relay. The team of Berkeley, England, Ellie Thomas, Jade Acoffey, and Genevieve Timmerman set a new USD record finishing in 11 minutes, 33 seconds. Also on the men's side, the Coyotes would win the University Division 4x400 relay in just under 3 minutes and 12 seconds. Meanwhile, South Dakota State's their women's sprint medley relay team would also set a school record Saturday at the Drake Relays in Des Moines. Their team of Erica Kuntz, Story Raspy, Reese Luz, and also Grace Eric posted a time of 5 minutes and 56 seconds. More sports online all the time at KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.